Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. We are on the second issue of the Star Wars Shadow of Empire run. So let's get back to the issue.
We go over to the second issue. We are on the Star Destroyer Torment. It's out by the Outer Rim. And we're introduced to Captain Duvat. And he has gotten a message from the Emperor.
Yeah.
In the form of, well, a messenger. This, I cannot remember exactly what these guys are called.
I don't remember either. But it's basically human shaped with a black screen on their helmets. Long red robes, of course, red robes. Mm-hmm. And it's you can tell by the writing, by the lettering, that it's got this very metallic voice, like, "You are Duvat." Mm-hmm. And when the captain agrees or confirms that, it's like, "You will verify with blood," and like takes a blood sample to verify his identity.
Mm-hmm. And so a message from the Emperor himself plays over the black helmet,
mm-hmm.
basically black view screen. And the message is, "Captain Duvat, you and a handful of others unknown to you have been selected for a particular honor. Resistance, rebellion, defiance. These are concepts that cannot be allowed to persist, Captain. You are but one of many tools by which these ideas shall be burned away. Operation Cinder is to begin at once. Heed my messenger, and he shall relay to you your target."
Like, that's ominous.
Very ominous. Like, Operation Cinder. Like, that's just... I love the fact that even though the Emperor's dead, he has plans upon plans.
Which is convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because I also know in, what was it, Heir to the Empire? No. What was the Timothy Zahn books?
I'm blanking. The only ones that come to mind are the new ones. Yeah. Because if you want legends, I'm not well-versed in legends.
Well, because I feel like, I thought it was there where, I know they're legends now, but in that book, the Emperor had clones of himself mm-hmm. that came back, and then, you know, he's still around.
Sure.
Apologize for my lack of Star Wars knowledge on that one. Yeah, it's...
There's so much out there.
All the legend stuff, I was more into the Old Republic stuff than I was past. Like, I got the... I bought and read maybe two of the... What's it? Legacy of the Force books, where it's, you know, Han and Leia and the twins, and then Luke and Mara Jade and his kid. And that led into a whole set, and I only read like one or two of those, and they weren't bad. I know Jason turned evil, which I think is the premise of why Ben Solo became evil.
Yeah, I feel like, as little as I know about the characters, what it sounds like they've done is taken Luke and Mara's kid's name and put it on Jason. Because their kid was named Ben.
Yes.
We're getting way off.
Yes, we are. So, the captain relays a message to his
lieutenant.
Yeah. That they're going to the new target to destroy.
Well, and we have a message from the Emperor himself.
Yes.
And the lieutenant's like, isn't he kind of like dead? And the captain's like, "Repeating rebel propaganda is bad. Don't do that.
It's an act of treason." Which, I mean, if he really wanted to push that, he could have obviously arrested him right there and then, but...
To send a message, yeah, sure. Yeah.
We then go over to, Kawa City?
Kawa City on Sturdic 4, and I, if I'm not mistaken, I think this is Lulo's planet, judging by the people who are standing down at the bottom right corner.
Okay.
On that big splash page.
You're correct. They definitely all look like Lula. But it's the rebellion, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, it's rebellion. The rebellion is trying to liberate this planet.
Yes, from Empire Control. And they seem to be doing a really good job at it. I mean, they're just destroying TIE fighters left and right.
Listen, when you have Shara Bay on your team, you cannot fail.
I mean, these issues are basically her story. So
yeah.
I'd hate to say that she would die, but then again, there's a a lot of...
Oh, but I know how she dies, and it's really sad. But it doesn't happen in this issues, in these issues, so don't worry about it. It's really sad.
Leia?
No. Well, Poe references it in something, and now I can't remember. It actually might be in one of Leia's books, like Bloodline, maybe, yeah, or something like that. I feel like he brings it up or something. I can't remember. Whatever. It's very sad, though.
That's fair. So the Y-Wings come in with their bombs, these magnetized bombs, which... Now, the art makes it look like giant plungers, which is kind of cool.
Are you Pat? I think you might be Pat. Yeah, there we are. Yeah. They do look like little plungers. They're not. They're little spheres with jet propulsions on them.
And they're attaching to the AT-AT that's walking around. And then it's no longer walking around because it gets blown to pieces.
AT-ATs are my one Star Wars gripe of just how ineffective they are. They look so cool, but they're so ineffective.
I love the Gorilla Walkers. The
AT-M6s? Yep. Those were cool.
In Return of the Last Jedi.
Super ineffective. I'm sorry, anything with that
they're
high...
They're a little stronger.
They're sure, but anything with that high of a center of gravity it's just not tactically proficient, but it looks so cool.
Well, but I also know that they... Because of what happened, the events on Hoth, they reinforce the legs.
Right.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
So, we get done with that mission.
I just found out what species Lulo is. So, Shar Bay gets out. She gets some flack from her tech assistant about, my God, what did you do to my A-Wing? And she goes off and she finds Lieutenant Lulo, it's her squadron commander, and... He's like, for a pilot who just helped liberate Kawa City, that's a mighty long face. She goes, this coming from a Duros, because they do have very long faces.
Lulo lets her know that he put in for her to, be retired, but basically for her to settle down, because she has a son at home, and a son being Poe, Dameron, and, you know, a husband that is out fighting all the time. Like, get away from the war, go spend time with your family. And
he volunteers her for some light duty.
Which, that's not her.
Well, no, but it's still, she does seem to be okay with it, though. Because she is having a very hard time. All right, this is where I really start relating to Shar Bay here.
That's fair.
She is having a very hard time being away from her son and her knowing her husband is out in the field without any personal comms. Like, she is struggling with this.
Yeah.
And what this comic book does a really good job of commanders keeping an eye on their subordinates. And when you see a problem, talk about the problem. If you see one of your workers struggling with an issue, let's talk about this issue. And this is just like, it's so subtle, and it's not... I'm talking about mental health right now. Yeah. But it's so subtle, but it's in there. It's just the casual reference to, hey, let's take care of you mentally and emotionally as well as physically and military wise. Like, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
So we get back to the Rebel Fleet Command.
Yeah, muster point Vergence.
And it says here, 20 days after the Battle of Endor. So, you know, we're still on the tail end of this.
Okay, so like you said, Shar Bay has been assigned to some, air quotes, light duty.
Well, you said that.
Shar Bay's walking through the hangar, stumbles upon Mon Mothma and Princess Leia. They are having this discussion about who should be sent on this mission. We don't know the mission yet.
Yeah, I was.
And Leia's like, oh, I don't know that I feel comfortable leaving the mission here to go take care of this other mission that you want done. Mon's like, listen, you're the only one that I trust on this.
And plus, she was the only one that's visited.
She's been there before. Pretty recently. Yeah.
So, she's already in good standing.
Which is funny because this is a reference to events that take place in Leia, Princess of Alderaan, a book that would come out many years later.
Because that came out, what, in 17? So, 2 years later, not even. Well, and that's one thing I love is that the connectivity
everything
they've had.
Is connected. Like,
they are on point on keeping everything in line.
Yeah.
Which is great.
I love it.
I will tell you, from my many years of reading comics, keeping something coherent like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
There's a reason you have a story group.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Having a story group, they can set up these central ideas that these points A, B, and C that we want to get to. And then that gives you the chance to bring in other authors to be like, hey, we know we want this, this, and this to happen. We're having this guy work on this. Hey, you come work on this. You over there, come work on this point. Make them all meet together.
Well, I was referring more to, and I'm going to go DC because I have a lot more DC knowledge. Like, you're going to tell a story about Batman right here.
With his dick out?
That's later. no, like, for example, like year one, Batman year one, you know, it's 4-issue little arc. Oh, this is the premier, format of how Batman became Batman, about how Bruce Wayne became Batman. Okay, cool. This is how it was. This is how it happened. 4 years later, 6 years later, 10 years later, they're going to change it up. Like, oh, it's going to be this now. This is, they're going to little tweaks on it.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, annoying.
No, his mom wasn't wearing pearls when they cut to Crime Alley.
Yeah, Robin put them on and shoved them in there. But no, like this, what I love is the fact that the comics, the TV shows, the novels, like everything is flowing beautifully together. The movies.
Which is what I loved so much about The Last Jedi.
Like, yeah.
People could complain about The Last Jedi all you want, but if you have been in this new canon for a while now, it was intense payoff.
Yeah.
Intense payoff.
Well, and I feel like we got a bigger payoff because we've read the books. We've gone through the extended universe.
Yeah.
Versus the people who just watched the movies.
Sure.
Now, you can still get a good payoff in just the movies.
Like,
I feel
like even if I didn't have the fairly extensive Star Wars knowledge that I have, I still feel like I would have enjoyed the movie.
Exactly. Like, it was a good movie.
Yeah.
It's a good movie, people.
Yeah. Anyway. So, no, Char has been assigned to, air quotes, light duty. She is going to be Princess Leia's pilot. And Leia's like, oh, you're the one that drew the short stick. Alrighty then, let's go.
So, yeah, they fly off. She doesn't even need her because the ship has already been pre-programmed to go where they need to go. Like, she is basically just a bodyguard and doesn't even have to really do that because they're going to talk to a diplomat that there is no war on that planet. Now, we find out, obviously, later on why, you know, that her being there was a good thing, but until then, you know, it's just her and Leia in a ship together.
Right.
That's it.
And they do have a really nice moment together where Shara brings her, I'm going to assume it's a cup of calf, and Shara asks her, like, you know, what are you working on? And you find out that Leia takes the time personally to write condolence letters to lost service members.
Which is
service
awesome.
Members' families. Like, it is one of those personal touches that just makes Leia a supreme... Yeah. I can't call her supreme leader. That's bad. A dedicated leader.
I mean, she even says herself, you know, my parents taught me some things need a personal touch.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
So, they find out they're going to Naboo.
To Theed.
To Theed, of all places,
it's so beautiful.
Still is. Yeah, even after all this time.
Weird how the home of the Emperor didn't get bombed during the war. Weird.
Well, because he just had a stranglehold over it. And
weird.
So we find out that she was not announced to come. She just showed up because the governor and the queen had no idea. And they're like, if we did, we would have, you know, we would have had like a party. Or like a welcoming committee. Show up.
Oh, and I was wrong. They drop a mention of another trip that she made here after Yavin, which is not the trip that I was thinking of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So never mind. I was wrong. I stand corrected.
Okay.
Okay.
So the Governor Danta, Danta Gesset, there we go, Governor Gassette meets Leia and Shara at the landing bay and escorts them to the palace to meet Queen Saruna. Basically, they want to form a new government. The queen is not on board just yet.
She's hesitant.
Yeah, which is fair. I mean,
yeah.
But she's also, she also says here that Palpatine's stain is heavy on our people and we carry that shame still. Like, why would...
Kind of like how Austria should feel.
Wow.
Listen.
Shots fired.
That's one of their greatest scams is that they make you think that, what is it, Arnold Schwarzenegger's from Austria and Hitler's from Germany. Just throwing that out there.
Wait, what?
Arnold Schwarzenegger, I don't believe, is actually from Austria. But Hitler most definitely is. But everyone always thinks he's German because he took over the German government. Yeah.
Learning new things.
History.
But as they are talking and, you know, the queen is considering Leia's proposal, we have got a guard come running in to let the queen know that there was a planet-wide blackout. Apparently, all of their orbital sensors were just being jammed.
Somebody cut off the Wi-Fi.
Basically. And then a storm pops up. And then we pan out into space from Naboo, and we see the, what was the ship? Devastator?
Something like that. Was that in the last issue?
The Torment. Sorry.
There we go.
So we see the Torment in space above Naboo, along with all of these, I guess these jammers, blocking all the satellites.
Well, these aren't just jamming satellites. These are,
disruption array.
What some people believe the United States government already has possession of. And
I'm pretty
is
sure they
controlling
do.
Our climate to make us all think that climate change is real.
You mean it's not? But basically their mission, by order of the Emperor, was to scorch Naboo. Just...
Naboo is to be scoured.
Just destroy it.
Yeah.
And that ends...
Which, I mean, that's in line with Operation Cinder.
Yeah.
That name checks out.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you liked listening to Emily, please check out the What's in the Queue podcast, where they talk about documentaries on the internet. You can find them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching What's in the Queue. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Star Wars story.